Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
One more thought on free trade, though. Here's how Toby on the West Wing worked to sell free trade to the American people in a speech.
All the benefits of free trade. Food is cheaper.
Yes.
Food is cheaper. Clothes are cheaper. Steel is cheaper. Cars are cheaper. Phone service is cheaper. You feel me building a rhythm here? That's because I'm a speechwriter. I know how to make a point.
Toby.
It lowers prices, it raises income. You see what I did with lowers and raises there?
Yes.
It's called the science of listener attention. We did repetition, we did floating opposites, and now you end with the one that's not like the others. Ready? Free trade stops wars. And that's it. Free trade stops wars. And we figure out a way to fix the rest. One world, one peace. I'm sure I've seen that on a sign somewhere.
Toby from The West Wing, even though Will Marshall disputed the idea that free trade stops wars. But with that in mind, we'll take the last few minutes of the show today for an open phones on what you learned about the real world from fictional television. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. More than one politician has attributed ideas that they've gotten for how to do their jobs from things they saw on The West Wing. And we got to thinking about this again this morning when we read today that Burmese politicians have been watching The West Wing to learn about American-style democracy. At a ceremony for Burmese democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, if you haven't heard about this, Secretary of State Clinton said she had a conversation with the Speaker of the Burmese lower house in which he mentioned the TV show's lessons. Clinton says she responded, "I think we can do better than that, Mr. Speaker." Nevertheless, TV can teach us a lot about the real world. We even played a clip of The West Wing right there. So 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, to talk about any real-life lesson that you got from fictional television. And I think as Secretary Clinton may have been indicating to the Burmese lower house speaker, maybe those lessons as seen on television can actually lead you astray in the real world. So did you get any lessons in your life watching fictional television that you applied in the real world? And how did that work out for you? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We'll put you on the air right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We've just got about 5 minutes left in the show today, so let's dive right in to your real-world lessons from fictional TV. Daniel in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Daniel.
How you doing?
Good. So what'd you learn? From what?
Well, I learned from the TV show A Different World, which used to come on NBC in the early 90s, that it was actually possible and okay for African-American kids to go to college and have fun. It really influenced my desire to want to go to college.
How about that?
It changed my life.
That's a big one. Daniel, thank you. That's a great start. 212-433-9692. David in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi, David.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Real world lesson from fictional TV?
Star Trek. You know, really lucky. My wife a couple of weeks ago said, "What's all this about Star Trek? I want to watch them." So we've been Netflixing them, and it reminded me that as a young man, it taught me how to take action and at the same time when to apply logic to situations.
And yet when you tried to beam yourself into your car, it never worked, did it?
Well, it kind of worked, but that's for a different program about telestep programs.
Yes, but with Spock and Kirk, it was really that whole balance of logic and emotion.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just, in reviewing them, I'm so impressed at how, when I'm faced for a situation, I kind of unconsciously go back to what would Kirk do or what would Spock do.
Thank you very much. Uh-oh, Peter on our comments page writes, "I learned much too much about crystal meth production and dealing from watching the fabulous and addictive Breaking Bad on AMC. Marion in Queens, it's Marlon in Queens. You're on WNYC, Queens Village. Hi.
Listen, I learned how to tie a necktie watching I Dream of Jeannie when I was a young man on the local reruns. Every time Tony Nelson, the astronaut, tried to tie his tie, Jeannie kept popping back into the room and making him undo it and start all over again. Just so happens I was watching when I was trying to do this, and it gave me a lesson that I'm using every day for the rest of my life.
That is really funny. Too bad you couldn't just wave your finger like she could as a genie, right?
If I had a wife that was a genie, I would let her use her powers all the time.
I think that was the Bewitched, the other show. Ed in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. I think the thing that I learned, and unfortunately it's not from fiction, it's from nonfiction, is with the advent of so much reality television, I've realized that maybe our educational system is really failing us now that you have a real view into the majority of how our country thinks.
Ed, thank you. And Aminata in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Brian.
Okay, so real life lesson from fictional TV?
Well, I watch Doctor Who, and I love the show very much, and I have a cousin who is practically impossible to scare. No one knows how to scare him. So one day I was sitting down with my friend, and we were watching the Weeping Angels episode, and we got this fantastic idea to scare him. We brought him to a garden shop where they sold statues and gnomes and all that stuff to put in your backyard, and some of my friends dressed up as like the angel. They had like all gray paint on and everything, and they stood there, and when he turned his back, we popped out and we scared him so to peace. To this day, he's scared of any angels that are covering their faces. If you go to a garden shop, it's hilarious.
You got a real life prank from fictional TV.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Here is one that's much more profound and really sad. Renee wrote this on our comments page. I was a huge fan of ER. And I followed the storyline when one of the main characters, John Carter and his wife, endured the stillbirth of their first child. I watched as the couple went from grief to depression to the dissolution of their marriage. Later that year, when my daughter died in utero and I faced the labor and delivery of a stillborn child, those episodes helped to prepare me for what I was about to face. That storyline encouraged me to immediately seek help and counseling for myself and my family. So, Renee, thank you for the courage to post that, and I'm sure the producers of ER would be thrilled to know that one of their episodes actually helped produce, helped prepare somebody for that kind of tragedy in their lives. Wow. Matt in Essex, you're on WNYC. Hi, Matt.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for putting me on. First of all, I just wanted to say great, interesting conversation, and the show that I first thought of was The Wire.
Uh-huh.
My favorite show of all time, and one of the many lessons I took away from that was if you're trying to make some sort of social change, whether it be on a small or large scale, how hard it is to do that working within a bureaucracy. And because I'm an aspiring teacher, so I see every day how hard it is for these teachers to do significant work when they're kind of, you know, there's so many rules and regulations mm-hmm. and restrictions on
right.
what they can do.
In The Wire. Matt, thank you very much. And Marie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marie.
Hi, Brian.
So real-life lessons from fictional TV?
Well, I learned from watching The Odd Couple with my sister and my father growing up on a very small town in the Jersey Shore that New York City is the best place to live. I kind of lived vicariously through Oscar and Felix at the time, and then I think it really spurred me on to want to live here.
So do you
do.
Keep your apartment more like Oscar or more like Felix?
I would say a mix of both.
Marie in the middle in Brooklyn. Thank you very much. And thanks to all of you who called with your real-life lessons from fictional TV. You can keep posting them on Twitter. Use the hashtag TV Life Lessons. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.